Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Now back to Nick and Cecil on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Let's go to that Fireball VIP line. Needs no introduction. Legendary broadcaster Woody Page, join us here. It's Nick and Cecil. Woody, always a pleasure, my man. Thank you very much for joining the show. How you doing tonight, Woody?
As fine as I can be, given circumstances we're all in. But thank you. I just had my birthday a couple of days ago, and I only bring that up because I've been covering the Broncos for 40-something, 5 years or something. But your fine young producer there called me and said, I'm calling from 104.3 The Fan, and I laughed. He said, in Denver, and I went, I don't want to tell him. You might tell him that I was the first talk show host on The Fan 5 years ago. So I don't really need to know the call letters or that it's in Denver. So
yeah, we are here.
I'm just kidding with him.
We are here for you, and KB loves you. We all love you and respect your opinion. So I want to know, Woody, when Colin Cowherd, other national guys are like, the Broncos, and they're all over the Broncos, and this is the team, and they're going to pop, and they're going to be a hot team. How do you temper expectations while also maintaining the excitement that, you know, should be around this team?
Well, I think that in all the leagues that are resuming, in the case of baseball starting, that I think we're going to see some serious upsets this year. I mean, that's my genuine thought, because we've all been at home and had too much time to overthink things. But in my mind, it's actually a good year for teams like the Broncos, because I just believe that it's going to depend on the emotional aspect of teams going in and who prepared correctly and what sort of injuries occur. And the one thing that's been left out of this Cam Newton column that I wrote about him coming to Denver was, you know, you hate to bring it up, but we did have a situation with Drew Lock last year where he was injured. And even though, as people pointed out, he wasn't injured in college, he was injured last year. And what if he becomes sick? And I won't, you know, go into that, but we don't know what's going to happen with teams in terms of coronavirus.
Right.
And if you don't have people that are ready to go in that are quality backups, I think you're going to be in deep trouble. So that's kind of my answer. But I think the Broncos have a, you know, I'm bouncing around in terms of my prediction, because I don't have any idea. I really don't have any idea. I mean, you can look at it from a logical standpoint of all previous years, but can we look at it that way? I don't think you can. I think it's going to be totally, you know, you've taken the London games out of the equation, which I think would have created another whole set of circumstances. You're not going to end up with four exhibition games, I don't think, because anyway, that's going to happen.
No.
The teams are reporting around the 23rd. What's going to happen then, given what's going on in the country today, as we're on the show, about the rising number of coronavirus cases around many of the states that have Texas, California, those are Arizona, five or six teams right there in the NFL. Sorry, I'm blubbering.
That's okay. You know, it's great information, and sometimes Cecil and I do the same thing to one another. But, you know, here's what I wanted to know from you, right? As a person that covered this team for so many years, and we look at the Cam Newton situation, how could a Cam Newton, how could he could have helped Drew Lock development as a quarterback? Because Jeff Driskel, I don't think, can help Drew Lock at all.
Well, I don't know that backup veteran quarterbacks really help. Starting quarterbacks, Peyton Manning never helped anybody. John Elway wouldn't even look at Tommy Maddox. And Brock Osweiler wandered in Dove Valley, wandered around Dove Valley for what, 4 years? And I'm sure that Manning helped him in the film room. But I don't know that Cam Newton would have come in here or will go into. Do you really think he goes into New England and helps the young player there? No, that's not his role. He's 31 years old. He still wants to be a starter in this league. And the only way he's probably going to be a starter in this league is if at some point he starts for the Patriots during the course of the year. I think that's his best result. But the reason why I wrote what I did is I don't have any trust in Jack Driscoll. I haven't seen, other than on film, I never watched any of his games. He had one good game in Cincinnati. The guy's one of eight in his starts. Is that really a guy you'd want for a month or 6 weeks to you know, at that point you just go, well, you know, throw away this year, except John Elway, whose birthday is same as mine. He's not, there's no intention on his part to throw away another season in this, what has become more the norm for the last 4 years than something that's an aberration. So my idea was, and I've been told by the people I trust, that he was healthy, that he was willing to take a backup role, and you could get him for minimum wage. Well, that's about basically, if he plays, he'll get bonuses in New England, but he signed for the minimum pay,
right?
And he knows he's going in there to start. Not to start, but to start as a backup. And number three, he is willing to be a backup and get an opportunity that either it happens this year or next year somebody needs a starting quarterback and is willing to take a chance on him, like Teddy Bridgewater, for instance, who came back.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of, Teddy Bridgewater. And, of course, Woody Page, legendary broadcaster, joining us here on Nick and Cecil. And let's get into how it's going to be a weird year. I said the Broncos need to get off to a fast start because if they call the season and then restart the playoffs in February, you want to be off to a fast start so that you could potentially be in that playoff mix if whatever happens. Like, they'll start the season on time, probably. I don't know if they'll play all the games. And then I learned this last week that Bruce Arians is going to keep, like, a COVID quarterback separate. It's probably going to be Ryan Griffin, probably not Blaine Gabbert. But is that something teams should do, where you're taking one of your players? For Denver, it would be Brett Rippon. I don't know how much you can trust him, but still, like, okay, you're making the team, but you're not showing up here. We're keeping you away from the facility in case COVID hits our quarterback room. Is that something other teams will be considering?
Yeah, well, that's a grand idea. I've not heard of that, say, somewhat, whether it's Bruce or you that thought it up. It's sort of like, I'll just throw this into the mix. I just read the column that appeared a day or so ago about the extra inning rule in baseball, you know, where they put a guy at second base.
Right, yeah.
So the extra innings. I don't think people are really paying attention that the effect it could have on the season with a 60-game schedule, that generally the average in Major League Baseball is there's an extra inning game every day of the year. And that's not my statistic. That's something that I looked up and did research. Well, you keep a guy like Garrett Hampson, who is your utility second baseman, shortstop, could play first base, but he's played center field, right field, left field. So you got to play six positions, and he is one of the four fastest guys in Major League Baseball. So keep him until extra innings. That way you have a guy that can play all the positions, could probably even pitch if you had to have him that, but would be the guy you put at second base because he's so fast. You bunt him to third, and then you hope that somebody like Arenado comes up and hits a sacrifice fly and the game's over. You know, going to be over that inning. So I think it's the same thing in football, that you've got to put this into the equation. Do you have a guy, and I hadn't thought about that, but it's a great idea to consider, that you have a guy that's a quarterback that's not going to play for you. And you say, you stay home, quarantine. Don't go on road trips in case we have a thing. But I don't think anybody's talking about it, because everybody that wrote me, I thought I'd get probably more favorable reaction to it. I would say it was 85-15% going, what a stupid idea that was. Well, it was an idea. It might have been stupid. But it's not like after I've written 20,000 columns that there probably were 3,000 or 4,000 that were stupid. So big deal. But the point of it was that I didn't want to just throw out there as the most important thing that if Drew Locke were to get coronavirus, really? I mean, maybe the two of you disagree with me about Jake. The other Jake was a lot better. I have a theory, if you guys like theory conspiracies. Here's what I think happened. Because Driscoll was out of Florida, as you both know, and he transferred because he lost his starting job.
He was supposed to be the guy after Tebow.
Yeah.
And he had to transfer to La Tech.
Yeah. Then he's drafted 6th or 7th round by the 49ers. And he couldn't beat out the 3 quarterbacks that were there. And they cut him. Then they signed him to the practice squad. Then he got hurt. Then he went to Cincinnati. Dog got hurt. He played to make this quick. Anyway, he got hurt again. He was cut by Cincinnati, went to Detroit. He came in when Stafford got hurt, was 0-7 or whatever it was. And then they cut him. So he's been on injured reserve 3 times, which doesn't speak out. You know, that oft injury comes into the adjective aspect of that. But the other thing is, here's what I think happened. I think that the general manager of the 49ers, who was pretty close to the general manager of the Denver Broncos, said, this guy was good for us. That's what I think happened. I don't have sources or anything. I think John Lynch told John Elway, this kid's good. This kid's good. Don't look at his record. Don't look that he's bounced around. Don't look that he's been hurt. He's a player. Well, I'm asking you, if I were doing this show, which I was 25 years ago when you were both just glint in people's eyes, that do you trust Driscoll for a month, 6 weeks?
No. Oh, God, no.
No.
I mean, he's better than Brandon Allen, but that's not saying much. I saw both of them at the same Senior Bowl,
would you
by
have
the
trusted
way.
I'm just saying, okay, so you don't trust him. I don't know anybody that's, you know, serious about this would trust him for 4, 5, 6 weeks.
No.
Well, you know, that could happen. It happens all the time in the NFL. It happened in Pittsburgh last year. It's happened to Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago. Andrew Luck walked away.
Happened with the Chiefs last year with Pat Mahomes having this time because of the damn ankle and the knee injury.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, would you trust – and I'll take an honest answer. Would you trust Cam Newton more than Jake Driscoll if the backup had to play for 4 or 5 weeks?
Yes. That's an easy one.
That was the point of my column. I mean, that he could either have illness or he could be injured and not be out for the year. And I said at the outset, I told you guys, I think the Broncos have a chance with an extra playoff spot and with a goofy season because of everything surrounding it. Yeah, the Broncos could sneak in. Remember the strike years? I mean, I was around then. The strike years, the first 82, the Broncos were supposed to be good. Let's take 82. The Broncos were supposed to be good. They'd been in the playoffs the year before. They had been to the Super Bowl not that long before that, and they went 2-9 or something like that. Nobody suspected that. I didn't. In 87, they went to the Super Bowl, and I don't remember expecting them to go to the Super Bowl that year. And Washington won it both years that they were – both years, Washington and Gibbs won – Joe Gibbs won the Super Bowl because of the strike-shortened years. So, I mean, and they weren't really the favorites. So I think that everybody's going, oh, the Chiefs. And then now people are getting excited about the Patriots again.
Right.
Even though we don't even know whether Cam will play a game this year. So, you know, if everything was normal, I would think the Broncos could win 9 games, maybe 10 if they turned the misfortune they had last year into luckiness this year. But I would think under this circumstance, I think the over-under in Vegas is 7.5 or something like that. I'd be hard-pressed to say, boy, I would bet my house on that or something.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen, if the Broncos were to win 10 games, that would be one heck of a season, talking about, you know, bounce back and kind of squeaking into the playoffs. But we will just have to see how this all plays out. I still feel as though the Broncos made a mistake, guys, by not adding Cam Newton. But we're going to wait and see how things play out this season with Drew Lock in the backup.
Do we have an option?
No. We don't. And that's a great.
That's the only way we're going to find out. I wrote, somebody wished me happy birthday, and I wrote back, I'm not going to die soon because I want to see how this all turns out. I mean, everything. I mean, wouldn't you hate to die and not know what's going to happen here? I mean, gosh, or with the NFL season or with baseball. I'm just taking the sports here for a second, but I want to see what's happening, going to happen in this country again. But, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But I think the biggest problem for the Broncos is not the quarterback. I think it's that they're so young, they're going to average, if you look at the potential starters, they're going to average just over 24 years. That's a team that probably needed a lot more time together. That's the alarming aspect. I actually think Drew's lock's going to play well, but how meshed are they going to be when they're going to be among the youngest teams in the league?
Yeah, they're going to be amongst one of the youngest team, but we will see, and we all have a front seat to see what happens with, you know, this team under Drew Lock. Woody, I know you are a really busy person, but we thank you for joining the Nick and Cecil show tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, and if I do die, say, gee, that's too bad. He really wanted to see how this turned out.
There we have him. Legendary, legendary Woody Page.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.